Greetings, everyone. My name is Ercilio Nunes from Mana Christian Church, and we will be learning about the origin of problems. Today, as introduction and the first chapter, which is involvement with idolatry. So, as introduction, I will read James 1:17, where it says that every good thing and every perfect gift is from above, which means that everything that is good comes from God. And then on John 10:10, we see that the thief, the devil, comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life in abundance. So, in other words, what is good and blessings comes from God. What is evil, problems comes from the devil. So when we speak about origin of problems, of course, we are trying to find what is the cause, where is Satan being able to enter in our lives? And the first is idolatry. Idolatry is making religious images of saints, something that is holy, and using that image to pray to God and asking for something. God hates idolatry, and those who practice it upset him, because it says in Exodus 20:4 and 5 that you shall not make for yourself any image or likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. So, idolatry means a big offense to God. And because the person is using something or someone to reach God, and God only sent Jesus, his son, the only way for us to reach God. So if someone is involved with idolatry, having statues or images, any object or likeness of something that is holy, and is using that to reach God to pray, then the solution first is to repent and then to throw away all those objects, to reach to a minister, a pastor, so that you can pray. Because the only way to reach God is Jesus. And whatever we use or whoever we try to use as a way to reach God, then it will open doors for Satan problems, like sicknesses and poverty, problems in the family to come. Yes. So there is a prayer that you can also make if you have now decided to abandon idolatry, and you are to the knowledge of God now, you are repent of it. You can pray in this moment. Okay? So you can repeat after me. Dear God, please forgive me for offending you and for doing what is wrong. I didn't know any better, Father, but today I recognize that I was committing idolatry and that I was upsetting you. Today I understand that Jesus is the only way. He is the one I want to serve and no one else. Jesus, I give you my heart today. I give you my life, and I will serve you from now on. Amen. God bless you.